Recycling is returning to Bethel, and Bethel's Tribal Council, ONC's Environmental Coordinator, Mary Mathias, is leading the way. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur traveled with Mathias to possibly Bethel's largest site of used cans and ground zero of where Mathias's work will begin.
Okay, so this is the Bethel Recycling Center.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. We see a lot of the pop cans outside.
The city abandoned the recycling center 2 years ago and all the recyclable material in it. The center sits just outside the Bethel landfill.
Yeah, so there's four connexes, and two of the connexes, the doors are open, and they're just these plastic bags filled with aluminum cans just spilling out. A lot of the bags are busted, and the cans are just strewn across the gravel here.
They could be recycled instead of just sitting here wasting away. They still have value to them.
28 cents per pound, to be exact. That's how much ALPAR, Alaskans for Litter Prevention and Recycling, pays for aluminum cans. But Mathias says ONC doesn't expect to turn a profit, even though Northern Air Cargo has said it will fly 10 bags of cans a day to Anchorage free of charge for the Tribal Council.
So you're going to sort through all this by hand, all these connexes?
Yeah, I'll just gather the pop cans. I'll be wearing rubber gloves, you know, the kind that don't tear.
So far, Mathias has two entities on board, the City of Bethel and AVCP, the Association of Village Council Presidents. Other groups or residents who also want to recycle their cans can contact Mathias directly.
It kind of smells. Does that bother you?
I'm just glad it's not, you know, summer, where it's when it's hotter, then the smell will be more intense.
Mathias will start recycling cans when the green recycle bags arrive from ALPAR, which should be any day. She hopes to soon expand the program to recycle number 1 and 2 plastic. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.